The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Start your way the Torah way, Northwest London. Start your way the Torah way, Northwest London, Yud Beis Iyar, Wednesday, 6th of May, Rabbi Elchanan Goldblatt. In these very difficult times in which we're currently living, I have no doubt that many people are making a cheshbon ha-nefesh. There's a sicha of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz which he used to give on Parshas Ha'azinu on this subject, and that it is what I'd like to discuss this morning. The pasuk says in Eicha Perek Gimel Nach Pesod Rochenu V'Nach Koro V'Noshuva Ad Hashem Nach Pesod Rochenu. So Reb Chaim said, it's not enough for us to be mefashfesh b'ma'aseinu. We also have to consider, as the pasuk says, derecheinu. We have to consider our derech. We have to think through whether the derech, the hashkofa, the shita is correct. There's a gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Tes. It talks about a tzuki who became Kohen Gadol. As many people will know, there is a machlokas between us and the tzdukim as to how one does the avoda of the ketores on Yom HaKippurim. How does one do the avoda of the ketores on Yom HaKippurim? Our tradition is that you set fire, you take the ketores and the eight into the Kodesh Kadoshim, and inside you set the fire. The tzdukim believe that you set fire to the ketores outside and then take it inside. And this is what they dashed in the pasuk which we learned last week, Ki be'onon eru el ha-kaporus. And the Gemara says in Yuma, the story of a tzduki became Kohen Gadol. And as a tzduki, he did the avoda of the ketores according to what the tzdukim believe. And when he came out, his father raised an eyebrow at least. He said, I know it's Stukim, but aren't you frightened of the Prushim? Listen to what the Stuki said. He said, Kol yomai hoyisi mitzdar ala mikrazer. All my life I've been mitzdar about the posuk. Ki ve'onon eroe la kaporus. Amarati, I said, mosayov liodi vakaimeno. When will I have the opportunity to be mekayim this posuk? And now that I've had the opportunity, lo akaimenu. The Chaim used to say, it's lahavdil, it's like Rabbi Kiva. All his life waiting for the opportunity to do a mitzvah. So what happened? Says the Gemara, Lohoyu yomim bu'otim ad shemes. Shortly afterwards, this stuki died. Not just he died, His body was left bevizoyon. Says Gemara Hutul Ba'ashpa, not just he died and his body was left bevizoyon, but toloim yotzim mechotamo, there were worms coming out of his nostril. Why were worms coming out of his nostril? Said Rashi, because what did he do wrong? He went into the Kodesh Kodashim doing the avoda of the Ketores like the Tzukim, and the first part of his anatomy that went in was his nostril. What do we see from this Gemara, this story of this Stuki, who did the avoda of the Keturis like the Stukim, something he'd wanted to do all his life? Very simple. He was Moser Nefesh for what he believed in, and what he believed in was wrong, and because what he believed in was wrong, he died, his body was left bevizoyon, and worms crawled out of his nose. It's not enough to believe that we're right. We actually have to be right. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayishlach about Yaakov Avinu, when he heard that Esau was coming with an army. Vayiro Yaakov Ma'od, Yaakov was very much afraid. Vayetzalon, he was distressed. I'm sure we all know the Rashi. He was afraid that he might kill someone. He was distressed. He was afraid that he might be killed. He was distressed he might kill somebody else. That Rashi speaks very loudly to me. I'm a teacher. The Mechaber Paskens in Siman Reish Mem Vav of Yeridea, based on a Gemara in Subas, that sometimes a teacher has a fear to embarrass a pupil. For you to embarrass me is Nisa Deraisa. For me to embarrass you is Nisa Deraisa. But from time to time, a teacher has a fear to embarrass a pupil. Every time I do it, I feel dreadful. And so it should be. Vayetzer Shema Yaharug. Yaakov was distressed because he might have to hurt somebody else. But the Ibn Ezra doesn't learn the Pasuk like this. The Ibn Ezra learns the Pasuk differently. Vayiro Yaakov ma'od vayetzelo. Yaakov was afraid and he was in distress. Says the Ibn Ezra, people ask, what was he afraid of? Surely he'd already been told in Perik Chavches, Pasuk Tesvav, Hineo nochi emach hushmaticho b'chol atesheh teileich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I'll take care of you wherever you go. What did he have to worry about? And if you tell me, said Rupayan, that he was worried, maybe he'd done an Avera. Well, the Pasuk says, Im lovon garti, says Rashi, Im lovon garti, the Tariag mitzvah shamati, hadn't done anything wrong. So why is it, according to the Ibn Ezra, that Yaakov was afraid? Says the Ibn Ezra on Pasuk, on Perik Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chavtes, Yaakov pochad shemachota oshogag, he was frightened he'd made an intellectual error. He was frightened that maybe the shogeg, the derech was wrong. That was what was bothering him. Said Reb Chaim, we have to make a cheshbon hanefesh of the derech that we make, of the hashkafa that we have. Says the Ibn Ezra, if you ask, how is it possible that Yaakov Avinu could have made such a mistake? Says the Ibn Ezra, hine Moshe shein lemale mimenu, Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. What's the case of Moshe Rabbeinu? So if you remember, when Hashem sent Moshe to Mitzrayim to bring Klal Yisrael out, the Pasuk says, Vayhi baderech ba'molom, vayifkeshehu Hashem, vayivakish hamitzo, on the way, on the journey, he didn't mull his son for reasons which seemed to him good, and a malach of Hashem came and all but killed him. So this situation was created by the fact that he took his wife and his son with him. That was how it was, that he had his son there and he wasn't able to mull him. Says the Ramban, Shmois, Perik Dalet, Pasuk Yudes, why was it that he took them with? Moshe made a cheshbon. Moshe made a cheshbon. How will I persuade Bnei Yisrael that we are really going to get out if I take my wife and children with, if I expose them to the same circumstance that everybody else is in, that way, they'll believe me. Kiva avul zeh, because of this, yivtuchu vo yisrael yosef, and Israel will believe him more. Moshe Rabbeinu made a cheshbon. The cheshbon was wrong. Because the cheshbon was wrong, he nearly died. The Tztuki had it wrong, and he did die. Yaakov Avinu was frightened, shemo shogad b'machshavta, that he might have got it wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu did get it wrong. Let's move further back in time. Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, in the time of the famine, went to Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, he was frightened that his wife, Sora Imenu, who was very beautiful, would be taken away for Paro. So he said, she's my sister, says the Ramban. Bereshis, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud. Da, one should know, ki Avraham Avinu chata chet gadol bishgaga, Avraham Avinu committed a great chet b'shoged b'nechet. Shehevi ishtu atzadekes b'mich sh'odn, that he put his wife in this situation from his fear that they might kill him. Voyulo livtoach b'ashem sh'yatzlo sovez ishtu, he should simply have had, in this case, bitochen, says the Ramban. Exposing Sora to this was a chet chod gadol bishgaga. Not only this, says the Ramban, yitziyosu mina oret shenitztave alea v'tchila mitnei arov, going out of Eretz Yisrael to which he had been told to go, leaving Eretz Yisrael because of the famine, of an asher chota. Surely Hashem would have taken care of him. And if you ask, that the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadi Aleph, says that if there's a famine, and the price of food has become extraordinary, you may leave Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, you may, I may, but not Avraham Avinu. So not just the Stuki. Yaakov thought he'd made a mistake. Moshe did make a mistake. Avraham Avinu, according to the Ramban, made two mistakes. Let's go on to Shmuel. So in Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chav Ches, we're told the story of Shaul and Shmuel and the witch of Ein Dor. Shaul got the witch of Ein Dor to call up Shmuel through necromancy because he wanted to consult him. And the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, says, Rabbi Elozer, Kimot Elahai Kral Bochi. There is a posuk which, when Rabbi Elozer learned that posuk, he used to cry. What's the posuk? It's Shmuel. Perik Chav Ches, Posuk Tezvav, Vayomer Shmuel El Shol, and Shmuel said to Shol, Lo mehirgaz tani laha lo sosi, why have you frightened me that you called me up? Says the Gemara, Reb Loza used to cry. Reb Loza said, Shmuel atzadik hoya misyori min adin, if Shmuel was afraid of din, onu alachas kama v'kama. What does it mean, Shmuel was afraid of din? So the Gemara says, Vatoma her Isha El Shaul, the woman said to Shaul, Elohim Roisi Olim, I saw people like Malachim coming up, people, it's plural. Why were there two people coming when she'd only called Shmuel? Says the Gemara, the Ozel Shmuel v'asya l'Moshe v'adei, Shmuel brought Moshe Rabbeinu with Omele, because Shmuel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Dil mechaz v'sholem l'dina misba'ina, I don't know why I'm being called, maybe I'm being called from my Yom Adin, Kum Ba'adoi, come with me, come and testify to Lekem Milsta Dichsovta Boraisa Delokai Kayim Tia, so you can testify, says Shmuel, that everything you put in the Torah I kept, Frektosfus. How will Moshe Rabbeinu know if Shmuel kept the din or not? It's anachronistic. Moshe wasn't there at the time when Shmuel lived. Says the Tosfus, Hoya Oima, Kach V'kach Dorashti V'yosisi Maisa, Shmuel said, I'll explain to you what I dashened, how explained, what my shitters were, what my derech was, and you can testify, Shekein Limatogam Otter, that you also taught that way. The Tosfos learns that Shmuel was frightened, that he was being called to Yom Adin, because he might have made a mistake. Says Rebbe Loza, if Shmuel Anovi was frightened, surely me as well. The Gemara in Brochus, Daf Cheches, talks about when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was dying. His Talmidim came in, and when he saw them, he began to cry. They said to him, Ner Yisrael, the light of Israel, Amud HaYemini, the right pillar, Patish HaChozak, the powerful hammer, what are you frightened of? And he said, if they were bringing me before a king of flesh and blood, today he's here, tomorrow he's in the grave. If he's angry with me, his anger doesn't last forever. If he imprisons me, I'm not in prison forever. If he kills me, my death is only in this world. And I could perhaps persuade him with words. I could bribe him with money. I would still be frightened. But Achshav and now, Shemelichin Osi, they bring me, Lifnei Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before Hashem, Shuchai V'Kayom La'olam Olmei Olonu, who lives forever, And if he's angry with me, his anger is forever. And if he imprisons me, I'm in prison forever. And if he puts me to death, my death is permanent. And I can't persuade him with words. And I can't bribe him. Lo od, ela sheyesh lefonai shnei drochim. Listen, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai on his deathbed. Before me there are two paths. Acha shel gan eden va acha shel gehinim. One to gan eden, one to gehinim. And I don't know, but eze melichim osi, which way they'll take me. Lo evke, should I not weep? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai certainly knew that he'd kept dalad chelkei shulchan aruch. What was he frightened of? Why did he think, maybe, there are two paths in front of me, maybe I might be going not to Gan Eden, but to Gehinnom? Says Reb Chaim, he didn't know if he had the derech right. Yaakov Avinu, Avram Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shmuel Anovi, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, says the Medrash Rabbi in Parshas Chayisor, Parshas Samech Beis, when Rabbi Abo was Nifter, they showed him 13 Nahare Afersimon, rivers of persimmon, and he said to them, Ilin Deman, who are these for? They said, Didoch, they're for you. This is part of your reward.
Kol Halashon.
Omar, Ilin Dabo, these are for me. These are for Rabbi Abo. And he quoted a pasuk, Ani Omaiti Lorik Yogati Lesol Vahevo Kochi Chalisi. I thought perhaps I'd worked for nothing. I thought perhaps I'd exhausted my strength on getting it all wrong. Rabbi Abohu, like the other people whom we have mentioned, Rabbi Abohu also was Cheshish. He might have got the Derech wrong. One more Chazal before we pause to think. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kufyud Dalad that Rabbi Yanai said to his children, Bonai, my children, Altik Baruni lo b'chilim levonim. When you bury me, don't bury me in white clothes. V'lo b'chilim shechorim, and not in black clothes. Why not in white clothes? Why not in black clothes? Levonim, don't bury me in white clothes. Shem olo eske, perhaps I won't be zoche. Perhaps eyek echosen beinu avelim, if after my death I am put, if after that I'm put with the Rishoyim and I'm wearing white, I'll be like a chosn among avedim. But don't dress me in black clothes like an ovel. Shema ezke, perhaps I will be zoche after Misa. And if I'm in black clothes, I'll be like an ovel among the chasonim. Rabbi Yanai suspected that after Me'ava Eshim, he might be among the Rishoim, not among the tzaddikim. So if the Stuki got it wrong, and Lahavdil, Yaakov Avinu wasn't sure if he'd got it right, and Moshe, according to the Ramban, made mistakes. And Avraham Avinu, according to the Ramban, made mistakes. And Shmuel Anovi was frightened of Yom Adin, not of the mitzvahs Maisius, but that he needed Moshe Rabbeinu to say that he taught and darshened right. And Reb Lozer wasn't sure. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't know where he was going after Me'ava Eshim. And Rabbi Abo didn't realize that he was getting a reward. And Rabbi Yanai wasn't sure. So, Nach Pesod Rochenu, we have to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh on the derech. How do we get the derech right? So, Reb Chaim used to say three things. The first thing is, one has to daven to get the derech right. The pasuk says in Tidim, Perek Kuf Mem Gimel Pasuk Ches, Hashmi Eini Ba'bokech Hasdecho Kiva Chobo Tochti, Vahodi Eini, let me know, Derech zu eilech, the way in which I ought to go. Pasuk Yud, lamadeni la'asos ritzonecho, teach me how to do your rotzon. The first thing we have to do in order to get the derech right is to daven. But the fact is, as we go through Tanakh, and as we look in Chazal, that David HaMelech, who wrote Tehillim, who wrote that to get the derech right we have to daven, didn't always get it right. There's more. Not just davening, a second thing. Reb Chaim said that Pikudi Hashem Yishorim Mesamchei Lev, for the derech to be right, it has to be Yoshor. The pasuk says in Hosea, Perek Yudalad, Yishorim Darchei Hashem, the ways of Hashem Yeshurim, they're characterized by Yashrut. Tzadikim Yelchu Bom, that's the way Tzadikim go. Rishoim Yikashlu Bom, Rishoim get them wrong. The second characteristic of the Derech that's the right Derech is Yashrut. And if you ask, how do we know what Yashrut is? Well, the Pasuk in Kehelet says that unless we corrupt ourselves, we have an intuitive understanding of Yashrut. Says the Pasuk in Kehelet, per exam, Pasuk Chavtes, Asher osu elekim es odom yoshor. Naturally, human beings have Yashrut. We have an intuitive understanding of Yashrut. It may be that we can make cheshbonus through which we can corrupt our natural understanding of Yashrus. But naturally, we have a Yashrus. The Pasuk in Yeshua refers to Sefer HaYosha. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah asks, what is Sefer HaYosha? Amar Rav Yochanan, Zeh Sefer Avraham, Yitzchak V'Yakov, Shenikiru Yeshurim, says Rav Yochanan, Sefer HaYosha is the Sefer about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the others were Yeshurim. So the first way to get to the correct Derech is to daven for it. The second thing is that things which are characterized by Yashrus, they are part of the right way. And the third thing is the Pasuk in Mishle, Jochel da Chenoam, V'chol Mesiva Se'o Shalom. Does our Derech lead to Shalom? Let me tell you two Chazal that Reb Chaim used to quote. There is a case in Yevamos, it's moderately complicated, the case of Tzoras Erva, where you have a woman who, according to Beis Hillel, it is mutter for her to be married without Yibum or without Chalitza, and were she to do Chalitza, it would be an Issa Deraisa. And according to Beis Shammai, no, this woman is required to do either Chalitza or Yibum, and if she does Yibum, that's okay. So Gemara asks, what do you do with such a woman? If following Beis Hillel she's got married, according to Beis Shammai, what should she do? Gemara in Yevamos, Tezvav, Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, Hanatzavas le Beis Hillel, a woman who according to Beis Hillel is mutter to get married, and she has got married, le Beis Shammai heichen na'avad le, according to Beis Shammai, what should you do? So Gemara says, well, give her chalitz anyway. Says Gemara, lichtetzu. Says Gemara, that can't be. If you have a woman who has got married and you tell her to do chalitza, mimasu agav rayu, she will become unpleasant in the eyes of her husband. It'll muck up their shalom bayis. And if you say, no, that's the halacha, let them have a shalom bayis problem. Let the husband be have difficulty with his wife because she's got chalitza, says the mother. All the ways of the Torah are peace. It is not possible that the halacha, that the derech Hashem should require a problem in shalom bayis. There's Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah is talking about what are the dalad meaning. You remember the pasuk says, anaf eitz ovas, a branch of a tree with plaques. And the pasuk doesn't say what it is. And our tradition is that's hadassim. And the Gemara in Sukkah, lamabeis on beis, says, v'eimah hirdof, maybe it could be the plant that's called hirdof. The dictionaries say Hirdof is called oleander. I don't know what oleander is. The Gemara asks, maybe it's Hirdof. Says Abaye, it can't be. Why? Drochel dachinoam veleka. Hirdof has got thorns. What we have to do with Dalad Minim is pick them up. It cannot be the case that the Torah requires that we should pick up a plant with thorns. Three ways to find out what is the Derech Hashem. Daven for it, as David HaMelech said, look for Yashrus, as the Psukim say, and look for Shalom. The Pasuk says in Tilin Chafei, Tov Yosher Hashem, Tov is linked with Yashrus. What does Tov mean? So there's a famous Gemara in Yumud of Peivov. The Gemara says, Abaye darshened the Pasuk, V'or havto is Hashem elokecho. Normally we understand that to mean, I should love Hashem. But Abaye said, it doesn't only mean that, it means, Shei shem shomai misai val yodcha, I should cause other people to love Hashem. Says Abaye, Shei koira, a person should learn mikra. V'shona, a person should learn mishnah. U'mashamish talmidei chachamim, a person should learn Gemara. and he should deal nicely with people. If somebody learns Mikra, a Mishnah, and Gemara, and deals the Nachas, deals nicely with people, what do people say about him? Ashrei Oviv, how is his, happy is his father, Shelimado Sora, who taught him Torah. Ashrei Rabbo, happy is his teacher, Shelimado Sora, who taught him Torah. Oy lohem lebriya shelolom du Torah, oy for people who didn't learn Torah. Gloni, this person, shelimado Torah, they taught him Torah. Ru kamanoim drochov, see how nice his ways are. Kamusukov masav, see how well he behaves. The pasuk says of him, Vayomer li said to me, Avdi ato Yisrael, you Yisrael are my servant. Asher b'cho espor, I take pride in you. And the other side, me, Shekorah, someone learns Mikra. Vashone learns Mishnah. Umashamus Samiri Chachom, he learns Gemara Ve'ein, Maso Matona Ve'emuna, and his business dealings cannot be trusted. Vein Dibura Ve'nachasim Abrias, he doesn't speak nicely to people. Ma Abrias Omer Osolov, what do people say about him? Oy lo liploini shalom at Torah, oy for this person learned Torah. Oy lo lo'oviv shalimad Osorah, oy for his father who taught him Torah. Oy lo lo rabbi! Oy for his Reva, Shalim de Sora, Ploni, this person. Shalom Atari, La Torah, Ru, Kamamuku, Kolim Mausov, see how corrupt his ways are. Kamamuku, Orim de Rochov, how ugly his derech is. Olav Akos of Omer, Be'ermelem, Amashem, Eila, Ume Arzo, Yotzau. These are people, says Hashem, whom I throw into Golus. Imein derech Torah, Ein derech Evetz, Imein derech Evetz. Ein Torah. The Pasuk says in the Midbar, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tezvah, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kodesh B'nai Levi, count B'nai Levi, but the counting of the B'nai Levi is different from the counting of the rest of Klal Yisrael. Because the rest of Klal Yisrael, only the adults were counted, B'nai Levi, Kol Zochol Mi Ben Chodesh V'Molo Tifkedem, B'nai Levi had to be counted from a month old. So how was Moshe Rabbeinu to find out how many babies there were in each tent? Says Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu said, how can I invade their privacy? How can I go into everybody's houses? It's not on. Hashem said, don't worry, go stand outside the tents. And he stood outside the tents, and a heavenly voice announced how many people were there. It cannot be the case, says Moshe Rabbeinu. It cannot be the case that I'm being asked to invade other people's privacy to go into their tznius. So nach pesora derochenu, as we do a cheshbon ha-nefesh, we have to look at the derech. We should know that according to the Ibn Ezra, Yaakov Avinu was frightened, he had it wrong. According to the Ramban, the Moshe Rabbeinu got it wrong. Avraham Avinu got it wrong. Reb Loza was frightened. Shmuel Hanavi was frightened. Reb Loza wasn't sure he'd got it right. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't sure he'd got it right. Reb Yabol suggested he had it all wrong. Reb Yanai suspected he might be in trouble. Three things that we can do. Daven for help. Look for Yashrus. And see if it leads to Shalom. Now, as to the question of why this terrible Magetha has struck the world, I don't have smicha in this. I can't comment. I can't say anything. That's for the Gedolei Ador. People have been looking at the letters which Rabbi Akiva Eger wrote 190 years ago at the time when there was a cholera epidemic. One should note that he didn't only say to Daven for Achenu B'nai Yisrael. He said to Daven also for the king and for his ministers and for all the inhabitants of the country. Rav Osher Weiss in Eretz Yisrael, who's written tshuvas called Minchas Osher, has written 100 pages about the coronavirus, a number of very interesting tshuvas, whether people are mitzaref to a minion of these minyonim on the balconies, how, what exactly you do with Kriyas HaTorah if you've got 10 people, each one on a separate balcony, and so on. And his last tshuva there is about a line in the second half of Aleinu. We say, that before Hashem, Tichra Kol Berech, every knee will bend. The whole of mankind is going to bow down to Hashem. He says, how can that happen? And he quotes the Chazal, which I'm sure we all know, which many of us learn on Yom Kippur, about when Titus Harosha went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he defiled the Kodesh Kadoshim, and he committed blasphemy, and he challenged Hashem. And Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him as follows, Asher Basko came and said, Rosha ben Beno shel Esav HaRosha. Rosha, Titus, son of Vespasian the Rosha, descendant of Esav HaRosha, Brio Kali Yeshli Belomi, I have a small creature in my world. The Yitush Shmo, it's called Yitush. In Ivrit, Yitush is a mosquito. I think in Chazal it might mean a gnat, I don't know. Ale liyaboshe, go to dry land, v'tase imo milchom, and see if you can fight the Yitush. And the punishment of Titus was by a very small creature, a Yitush, a mosquito, a gnat. Says Rav Asher Weiss, modern man thinks that he rules the world. We've sent people to the moon. We've sent satellites to Mars. A child in the street, if he's been issued with a phone, has access to the whole sum of human knowledge. We think we rule the world. And a microscopic thing, a virus, too small to see on a normal microscope, a microscopic thing has turned the world over. We don't rule the world. Tichra Kol Berech. Rabbi Kiva Eger instructed people to daven for everyone. Yirotzem milifnei avinu shebashamayim, that the whole of humanity should have a refuah shlema from this terrible machla, and that we may come mitzora lirvacha, may afeilu ligula, mishibud ligula, hashto bagolo, uvizman koriv, the nomar, omei.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.